This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Those of you waiting patiently for the next A-list government economic indicator, go ahead and set your alarms for 8:30 Friday morning Washington time. The April unemployment report will be upon us. The good people at the Labor Department will tell us how many jobs were added or lost last month. Best guesses are about 180,000 to the upside, by the way. There is going to be a whole lot of other data in there as well. Wages, industries that are growing or not. Not going to get a mention at all, though, are America's farmers and its farm workers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains why what we look at are non-farm payrolls.
Let's go back to 1862. The Department of Agriculture was founded, and farm work, mostly on family farms, was a really big deal, says Notre Dame economic historian Thomas Stapleford.
Abraham Lincoln called it the People's Department because over half of all Americans at that point lived on farms.
But that was already changing. More of the work was getting done by machines. And another kind of labor was rising, factory work, in cities, in dangerous conditions.
There's all this, you know, labor conflict and violence and a sense that we need to understand this phenomenon. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics was formed.
That was in 1884. BLS used systems like unemployment insurance to count this new growing workforce, systems that didn't include farm workers. Over the next century, the percentage of Americans doing farm work dwindled to the low single digits. Former Labor Department chief economist Betsy Stevenson says these days farm worker data is kind of irrelevant.
It's such a small share now that it's almost rounding error whether we put them in.
Farm workers are counted by the Department of Agriculture. Dan Sumner at UC Davis follows those numbers. He says there's a lot of labor force uncertainty right now.
As the economy's picked up in construction and other areas, fewer and fewer people are willing to do farm work. It's hard work, relatively low wages. There's more mechanization to make the workers more productive.
USDA says 784,000 workers were employed on farms as of last November. That's about one half of 1% of all U.S. workers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.